I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
And hello. Welcome to the Freshmaker Show on Anon Radio. I am your host, Mark, a.k.a. DJ Mentos. First time live in a couple of weeks. Thank you for putting up with my recorded shows for the last couple of weeks. Tonight, I'm going to play two pieces that both were pretty controversial at the time. I had really polarizing opinions and reviews about them, but in retrospect, they're considered pretty critical pieces of the genre. The first one I'm going to do is by Miles Davis. As most people know, he underwent a really big stylistic change in the late 60s that was the beginning of what became known as fusion. And a lot of people think of Bitches Brew as the album that really made that happen. But in a silent way, the album just before Bitches Brew was equally, shocking to a lot of people. And, on both the rock and jazz sides of the spectrum, got a lot of, this is really fantastic kind of reviews and a lot of this is completely awful kind of reviews. So I'm going to play the first side of In a Silent Way. The two pieces in this one are called Shh and Peaceful, both by Miles Davis, and feature Miles on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on soprano sax, John McLaughlin on electric guitar, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, and Joe Zawinul on electric piano, Dave Holland on double bass, Tony Williams on drums. So enjoy the first side of the highly controversial at its time, but now revered as a classic, In a Silent Way by Miles Davis. Thank you.
Thank you.
that's side one of In a Silent Way by Miles Davis. And you compare that to Bitches Brew, which came right afterward. And In a Silent Way is a lot more melodic and has even kind of a sonata structure to it that was a result of the editing that Teo Macero did in the studio after recording basically what was one big session with Miles and the band. Bitches Brew, a lot more dissonant, darker. Also sold, Bitches Brew sold a lot better, so I guess people like the dark. This is the Fresh Maker Show on and on radio. I am Mark, and tonight I'm playing for you two critical pieces of jazz music that were very controversial at the time and are now regarded as masterpieces. And all that stuff I said about In a Silent Way and having like a sonata structure, being melodic and kind of bright and all that, none of that can be said about Ornette Coleman's Free Jazz. This album came out in 1961 and completely blew all of that out of the water. It was basically one long, almost 40-minute improvisation. And he recorded it with what he called a double quartet. There were eight guys on the record, four on each channel. So on the left channel, Ornette is on alto, Don Cherry on the pocket trumpet, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Over on the right channel, you had Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Ed Blackwell on the drums. Of course, a lot of those sidemen would later continue to work with Ornette and do stuff on their own as well. Downbeat, which for a long time was sort of the Bible of jazz criticism, famously did a column called Double View of the Double Quartet. And they had two guys review it, and one guy gave it 5 stars, and the other guy gave it no stars. And that was pretty much the response from everybody. Either you really thought it, you know, it was great and amazing and loved it, or you thought it was garbage. So make up your own mind. I'm going to play basically the entire session. It was when it was originally released on vinyl, it was split over two sides of the record. CD issues have spliced them back together. So here it is, Free Jazz, Parts 1 and 2 by the Ornette Coleman Double Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
To Free Jazz by Ornette Coleman. 1961 landmark album of collective improvisation. And that's just about do it for this episode of the Freshmaker Show. Thank you for tuning in. I will be back next week at the same time with more jazz music of some description. Please stay tuned to Anon Radio. Tom Moody is coming up next. After Tom will be Open VoIP and Open Mic Night and much more to come. Thanks, as always, to everybody who joined us on Comm Chat. And, yeah, that's all I got. Just two big, long pieces this week. Probably not going to repeat that format again next week. Stay safe. Be well. See you next week. Stay tuned for Tom Moody.
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on AnonRadio.net. Port.